Oh, I get to introduce. I'm so excited because this is such a cool opportunity, and we don't often get to talk about something like this. There is a new production, and it's going to be coming out of the Overture Center from Canopy Dance. And here to talk about it, artistic director Lisa Thurl. Lisa, thank you, first of all, for being here. This is wonderful.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming, Lisa. Thank
you. For those who haven't heard of Canopy Dance, let's start there. Okay. What is it?
Canopy Dance is a professional modern contemporary dance company, and we are a resident of the Overture Center, meaning that we produce our season of performances there, as well as some tours to Chicago, New York, Minneapolis, here and there. But our main body of work is at the Overture Center. We have very physical, exciting dance to share with people. We always say it's like somebody that loves rock or country music's probably gonna like modern contemporary dance. It isn't necessarily what you think.
I like that.
Can you give an example of that as far as what makes it so unique and different?
Mm-hmm. Well, lots of times we use a variety of music that might even be popular or classical new genres and also world genres. And the dancing itself is very physical. You know, like when you go to a show, you go to a music show, very physical. Even if you're seeing a chamber group, it's very, very physical, and it isn't sort of elite, I want to say.
It is?
It's very down to earth, I feel, personally.
Do you feel like dance is a really big thing these days, any kind of dance? And I'm asking because I'm thinking of all the artists, all the musicians that have these incredible backup dancers, and you watch them. I suppose I should be watching the artists. I'm watching the dancers because I can't believe what they're doing.
Right, right. It's all a visual, exciting treat, and it's what we call, you know, our connection to the performer. When you feel it, like you feel the music, you feel the dancer moving through space, you feel the football player running down the field, it's the same thing. So it's very exciting.
Interesting. How long has Canopy been in existence?
So Canopy was founded in 1976.
No kidding.
Wow.
Robert and I are the third directors. We came in 1995.
Only the third.
We've been here for a while.
We've been here for a while, making it happen.
We are talking to artistic director Lisa Thurl with Canopy Dance, and yes, they work out of the Overture Center. You've got this new production. I can't wait to hear more about this. It's called Polaris, but I've also heard it described as being powerful yet vulnerable?
Yes.
Okay.
So I want to talk just a little bit, if I can, about the guest stars.
Absolutely.
So Danielle Feitua Soto was a soloist with the Limón Dance Company out of New York City and toured for years and years. He's now a hot commodity as a choreographer. Mm. And also our guest star, day star Rosalie Jones, is an modern indigenous dancer that has choreographed and created a fusion of indigenous and contemporary. And she has been around, and actually a lot of her roots hail back to Wisconsin.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's really, really, really cool. So when we talk about what you asked me, it's exciting and heartfelt. And so one of Daniel's pieces is called Rejoice Returning Home. And he is from Bogota, Colombia. And he wanted to make a celebration of life that anybody can relate to. It has a lot of the music influenced. He has a composer that composed the music for him. And the music has those rhythms in it. But everybody, we talked to the dancers this evening, actually. Danielle zoomed in before he arrives in a day or two. He arrives Monday. And he said, well, why is this? What is this dance feel like to you? And the common thing that came across was exciting, enlightening, enveloping, and like community, but not like exciting community. Like a childhood through youth, through discovery, through adulthood, through facing your life, through the elders, as Danielle would say.
Oh my gosh.
And this is all interpreted by dance, right?
And you can see the journey. You can see the storyline. That's what I try to keep imparting on people that just aren't sure what they're going to see. Mm-hmm. You see this physical movement where those journeys, those stories come out, whether it's a gesture, you know, and those things play in. And really, when you just let it ride through you, it really reaches everyone.
And if I could jump in and ask one more question here, Terry, what is the reaction from the crowd like this? I mean, I can just picture being at a show like this and seeing all the wonderful dance and feeling the energy and the vibe, wanting to get up and dance, but you're in the open tour, you got to shut up.
I know. We leave that for like after party dance parties.
Nice.
But, you know, sometimes when we do certain outreaches and things, we'll have people do things in their seats and get up and do things. So it does get, it's like when you're watching the game on TV, right?
Yes. You can't sit still.
You know, but you're not going to like go try to throw the ball right there in the house. But one of the other really, really beautiful pivotal pieces in this show is called Wolf, A Transformation.
Oh, yeah.
And this is Daystar Rosalie Jones created this dance work and gifted it to Danielle, who's going to perform it. She's going to narrate it. And there's also music, indigenous music and fusion, more contemporary music with it. And it's about the journey in a lot of the Ojibwe history. The wolf was the companion to the first man. And it's that connection and that story. And then the man becomes wolf. The wolf becomes man. That we have the shaman. And it's just poignant. And he is wearing various masks and costuming that he has to sort of get in and out of throughout this. And these masks were crafted by a Hopi woodcarver.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it keeps it authentic and original.
Yeah. You know, and... Mm-hmm. And so very exciting amongst the other things that we'll be seeing on the show.
I find it interesting that you said he's just going to get here and the show starts October 10th.
Right. Well, he had a intensive residency with us where he created the 25-minute work, Rejoice, Returning Home. And then we've kept it in rehearsal, and then he's zoomed in for some cleanups. And then this week when he shows up right before, we'll do more cleanups. And that's pretty usual.
That's fascinating, too. Just how the whole process works. And it works, obviously.
It does.
How proud are you when you actually see this come to life on stage?
I can't even measure the words. Like, it's heartfelt. It makes you know, even through all the struggle, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Like, it's bringing this joy, this energy, and this fierceness.
I wish you could see her eyes right now, all of our listeners. We'll take a photo, but her eyes right now are just sparkling. She's so happy. I love it.
Polaris is at the Overture Center October 10th through the 12th.
Yes.
So that's coming up really quickly.
Yeah.
Now, you're the artistic director, and like, do you do all your work before the show, or what do you do day of? Do you get to just kind of hang out and watch the show, or do you have jobs?
It's constant.
Yeah.
You know, and Robert Cleary, the other director, and I were also choreographers, and we were dancers in the day. I danced with Martha Graham Dance Company in New York City, and he danced with Bill T. Jones and Minnesota Ballet years back. And so we bring all that to our coaching and our teaching and our rehearsing. And just try to inspire the generations to come, from the little ones all the way through. But yeah, no, it's like janitor and you know, introducer and creator, and it's everything.
Yes,
you
know, of course. I love how she starts like, with janitor. Yes. Oh, dear.
That's great. So Polaris is going to be at the Overture Center October 10th and 12th. If people wanted to get tickets for that, I would assume just go to the Overture box office.
Yeah, and it's actually four shows, 10, 11, and 12. And there's two shows on the 12th.
Okay.
Excellent. Are you taking the show on the road at all?
No, this is one of those special gems. The way it is with the guest artists and creating all this stuff, four shows only.
Wow. So go see it or you're going to miss out.
Definitely.
Yeah. How do we learn more about Canopy, just in general, for people, again, that maybe...
Yeah, I think you can go to the website, which is canopydance.org. You can also go to Overture, and that'll sort of link you through. You can stop by our studios right over here.
right across the street from our studio.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
We really
appreciate you. Good luck with the production. And once again, if you wanted to get tickets for Polaris is at the Madison Overture Center. Just go to the box office and get your tickets right now. Thanks again, Lisa. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Rocker had a story about this, but we'll just play it and maybe get the story on the back end. It's the last crack, Beat of My Blood. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Mm-hmm.